Jui James Sawyers with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, November 8. Coming up, government projects more than 5% economic growth. New Kingston Police Post to be relocated, and Education Ministry considers school bus system for corporate area. The details after the break.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache and weakness. Protect yourself from Zika. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is optimistic that the economy will experience more than 5% economic growth over the next 4 years. Mr. Holness says the sacrifices made by the public over the past few years to place Jamaica's economy on a solid footing are attracting positive attention from multilateral financial agencies and private sector interests. This, he anticipates, will generate additional opportunities for the country and help surpass expected growth levels.
There is no question about it. We will grow, and we will probably grow faster than 5%. This government will make sure that we are faithful to the sacrifice that the people have made. We deserve results. We are a great country.
Mr. Holness was addressing the signing of a declaration of intent to implement the Economic Growth Council proposals in New Kingston on Monday. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Economic Growth Council, EGC, Michael Lee Chin, says the business process outsourcing BPO industry is being positioned as a major contributor to economic growth. Mr. Lee Chin says the EGC plans to build out a multi-layered BPO ecosystem in Jamaica, which will see individuals with varying levels of expertise being engaged.
We're going to put this capital in the BPO industries, and not only at the lowest rung, which is call center, but we're going to go graduate straight to the top, which is IT, the outsourcing of IT to Jamaica, the outsourcing of securities analysis to Jamaica, legal HR work to Jamaica.
Mr. Lee Chin says work is already underway to source capital to pump into the sector, as well as enhance the regulatory framework to encourage more international players in the sector to invest in Jamaica. Commissioner of Police Dr. Carl Williams has announced that the New Kingston Police Post is to be relocated. Commissioner Williams says the owner of the building has given the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF notice to vacate the premises. He says a new building will have to be found to house the 25 police officers and is calling on property owners to assist. Concerning crime in the business district, the commissioner says several issues need to be addressed, and the JCF is working with the private sector organization of Jamaica, PSOJ, to install technology to combat these incidents.
Rest assured, we are considering technological solutions to deal with the problem in New Kingston. We are going to ensure that we give you a police force that is trustworthy, accountable, professional, effective, and one that you can work with.
The police commissioner was speaking at a recently held town hall meeting for residents and business operators in the New Kingston district at the Courtly Hotel. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is again exploring the implementation of a formal school bus system for the corporate area. The idea is being revisited because of the numerous cases of attacks on students since the start of the new school year. Speaking at the Caribbean Child Research Conference in Mandeville recently, State Minister Floyd Green said the bus system would aid in the movement of the high volume of students during morning and afternoon peak hours.
It's something that we're now exploring, especially for peak hours. What often happens is that the buses can't accommodate the children, so probably could put some dedicated buses on specific routes so that children will have that dedicated bus supply. So it's something that's exploring. Minister is speaking with the Minister of Transport to look into the feasibility, look into the need, and to go forward.
If approved, the initiative would complement plans by the Transport Ministry to expand the rural bus system to provide special accommodation for students in those areas. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.